from KQED.
Photosynthesis is something we all learned about in school, and it seems pretty simple. Plants absorb sunlight, take in water and CO2, and create energy. But I was surprised to learn that scientists don't know exactly how it works. Here's how UC Berkeley professor of chemistry Graham Fleming describes it.
There are various steps in there that we don't understand very well at all. In fact, in the last few years, by doing more sophisticated experiments, we've discovered that quantum mechanics comes into the early steps of photosynthesis in a very surprising way.
That's right, quantum mechanics, the same topic that Einstein grappled with. This would be the point where most of us tune out, but Fleming assured me it's a concept that anyone can understand. If you look at it from a plant's point of view, they rely on energy from the sun, and they want to use that energy as efficiently as possible. But here's the problem.
Why are those leaves green? They're green because they're full of chlorophyll molecules. And for every chlorophyll molecule it absorbs a photon of sunlight, a piece of sunlight, only 1 in 300 or so it actually does any chemistry. And so where that energy from the sun starts out can be quite far away from where the energy is going to be used.
If the plant takes too long, some of that energy could be lost to heat. So plants transfer that energy extremely fast, so fast that they can achieve almost 100% efficiency. So how do they do it? Well, it's a little bit like a foosball table. Here's how postdoc Jahan Daulati describes it. Each player on the foosball table is just like a chlorophyll molecule in a leaf.
And the energy that's absorbed by the sun is like a ball that's dropped in this foosball table. And that energy is being kicked around by these chlorophyll molecules until it reaches the goal.
The goal is where the plant wants the energy to go, where the chemistry happens to make the sugar molecules the plant needs to live. But if the energy is a particle, just like the ball, the players could take quite some time kicking the ball around before it reaches the goal. That's where Fleming's lab discovered something very strange.
What was discovered in our lab is that this energy that is absorbed from the sun is more like a wave. So you do not drop a ball that has one position inside this foosball table. You drop in a wave. And this wave is getting kicked around by these various chlorophyll molecules.
And here's where one of the key ideas of quantum mechanics comes in. Energy can act like a particle and a wave.
Quantum mechanics is extremely non-intuitive. But what it means when that's happening is that instead of the energy being localized at a given instant in one place, it can be in several places at once.
Fleming admits that's a pretty uncomfortable idea for most people. But at the nanoscale, everything behaves a little bit differently than we're used to. And that's what plants take advantage of. So back to the foosball table.
If you drop in a wave here, because the wave experiences more locations at one time than the classical one-location particle or classical ball does, it has an easier chance of finding the goal. It reaches the goal much easier.
It's a sophisticated technique, and it's been perfected over billions of years. But it's one they hope to learn a lot more about. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED Radio News.